should the Ardoin residence group GARC be asked to join talks about a contentious march in North Belfast? It's being reported this morning that unionists think there's a fundamental flaw in talks about the Woodvale Crumlin Road march standoff, and that is that GARC aren't represented. Another residence group, CARA, is involved. Well, journalist Brian Rowan has the story. So, Brian, what's happening here now? What's this latest twist?
I think there are a number of things to watch at the moment, Joel. The all-party talk that will begin at Stormont next week, spread over two sets of 3 days, July the 2nd to 4th, and then July 8th to 10th. Then what you've just been talking about, the latest developments within a local dialogue involving church bishops, politicians, community representatives, local lodges, and the senior Orange Order leader in Belfast. Those talks, as you've described them, have involved one of the nationalist residence groups, CARA, but not GARC, and we can come to that in just a moment. Then you have the Parades Commission involved in its deliberations and meetings continuing today and into tomorrow. And the police having to plan their operations, look at resources, at whether and when they might need mutual aid from other UK forces, not knowing the decision or ruling yet of the Parades Commission. And in one of those planning scenarios where you hope for the best but plan for the worst. So these are the different things to watch for and what happens both at that high political level and local level once the decision of the Parades Commission is announced.
And meanwhile, the clock is ticking.
The clock is ticking. The story of the local talks, Joel, is that they paused. CARA, the Crumlin Ardoin Residents Association, had asked for clarification and explanation as to why. That came back to them at a meeting on Monday night, describing a fundamental flaw in the dialogue process, that key stakeholders were not represented in the room. This a reference to GARC, the Greater Ardoin Residents Collective, that the PUL delegation remains fully committed to talks, but that they must include all, and seeking an early response to this position by tonight, I understand, and stressing the limited time left for talks. So CARA and Sinn Féin will speak for themselves on all of that. I said on this programme on Monday that I think everyone, all sides, should be in the room. Others have a different opinion. They believe that if the Orange Order wants to meet GARC, then they should do so separately. They make the point that if there is any agreement or accommodation reached in these talks, then CARA will bring it to the Ardoin community, and that would include all the key stakeholders, including GARC. And there is a view being expressed that this latest position outlined is tactical and part of an exit strategy. I can understand the point of GARC being involved, but as one voice among many voices needed in this conversation. So we wait to see how this latest position and the response to it plays out and plays into the other things that are happening in this quick step now, Joel, towards the 12th.
What are the fundamental differences, as you understand them, between CARA and GARC?
Well, if you have a look at the local dialogue, Joel, and I'll just explain it. On one side, it has involved representatives of the Ligonier Lodges, a senior Orange Order leader in Belfast. The PUP have been represented, the UPRG, other community representatives, and Lee Reynolds of the DUP has been involved. On the nationalist side, CARA is the group involved. Gerry Kelly of Sinn Féin has been involved. Alban McGuinness of the SDLP. And there have been two bishops involved in the talks, Donal McKeown from the Catholic Church and the Church of Ireland Bishop, Alan Abernethy. Now, I think, and this is my understanding of it, that the PUL delegation have been arguing that the Crumlin Road should be open, not just for the July 12th return march, but for other marches. And the nationalist position has been around accommodating morning parades, the five traditional morning parades on the Crumlin Road, and may well be open to an early morning march that completes last year's July 12th parade, but on the understanding that that is the last march, the last return march on the Crumlin Road. There is no suggestion, no indication that that would fly with the PUL delegation. So I suppose what the PUL delegation has to work out in its head What does it think it can get from GARC that it won't get in those other talks? So that's something for them to explain, something for them to explore. But my position, and I outlined it in the program the other day, in terms of a dialogue, I think when everyone is involved, then it becomes a conversation that is not just about what we want and what we don't want, but it becomes a conversation about what is achievable, what is possible, and it is not about demand and rejection, but trying to achieve some sort of compromise in this year-long standoff that has been happening in that corner of North Belfast.